This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
It's time to connect with Ms. Grace Poshoko. She's a Community Relations Officer at the Finance Sector Conduct Authority, or the FSCA, in the Department of Consumer Education. I do enjoy speaking to somebody whose name means undeserved favor. Good morning to you, Grace. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you for inviting me.
What a pleasure to have you. And how excited our listeners are when they're saying, unclaimed benefits? Could there be something waiting for me that I didn't know about? So let's start the conversation here, Grace, and first get this elephant out of that's standing here in the middle of the room out of the way. What is an unclaimed benefit?
Oh, thank you very much for that question, Brad. An unclaimed pension benefit, basically according to the Act, is any benefit not paid by a fund to a member, or it could be a former member, or maybe the beneficiaries of the deceased, within 24 months of the date of which, in terms of the rules of the fund, that becomes legally due and payable. So that is unclaimed pension benefits.
Quickly, Grace, is this of somebody who's still contributing to this policy, or are these policies that have already paid out and people haven't claimed everything?
Basically, it will be somebody who is, let's say, retired, maybe somebody who has resigned, retrenched, or maybe could be in terms of a disability. Those are the benefits that one basically can claim for, if I have answered your question.
Yeah, so you've also sort of answered my next question of who can claim those benefits?
The people who can claim this, it must be a person basically who has been contributing to the fund, a person who has been employed and also not have received their full retirement, as I've mentioned now. It could have been in terms of retirement and basically disabilities, and also the beneficiaries of the deceased. Maybe money was paid but was not paid in full. So those are the people who can claim. But I understand that sometimes people think that because you've been working and you've been working for so long, and there are some funds that are due to you, forgetting that, yes, you might be working, but you must bear in mind that member must have been contributing to the fund, whether retirement fund or provident fund.
So if I'm one of those people, as you've mentioned, and I want to find out maybe there's some money that's there that I haven't claimed, how do I go about finding it? I mean, you're going to obviously need some information from me or some documentation. What are we looking at to get the process started?
With the FSCA, you must have, let's say, a copy of an ID, whether also your death certificate, a copy of the beneficiary's ID, if you are a beneficiary on that, a copy of a pay slip that the member used to have, if the member is still alive or whether deceased, that will basically be appreciated also. The benefit statement or any document which may serve as a proof that the individual was a member of a fund. Maybe also to add into that, Brad, is that the members, they can also go to there's a system, there's a portal that the member can go to that can actually assist them in terms of finding out whether they do have benefits that are due to them. The FSCA saw the need to assist in terms of tracing of members and beneficiaries of unclaimed benefits, whereby the FSCA services is free of charge. So we use no money that has to be paid. We use various methods in this regard. I'm talking about Besides, we do community outreach, but besides community outreach, because yes, we've been to Cape Town, we've been to Malmesbury,
yes.
We've been to Saldanha, we've been to Coastal. So we do go around nationally doing community outreach for our consumers or for the beneficiaries to get this information. And we also have walk-in clients in our offices, basically where we can assist them. There is a dedicated department that deals with that, and also a dedicated team that also assists the beneficiaries in terms of these benefits. And also there's an FSCA unclaimed benefits website portal that they can go to.
Can you give us that address quickly?
The address is www.fsca.co.za that they can go to. They will see that there is unclaimed benefits or the benefits. They can click into that. There is a portal that they can go to, and also the SMS line that they can also, where they SMS their ID, there's a number that they can use there. And we receive the inquiries also via email or that portal.
Yeah, I was on the portal yesterday, Grace, just to go and have a look myself. How user-friendly is it? It's really straightforward. And it's asking
did
me
it
for...
Help? Did
yeah,
it help?
It's just some basic stuff
great.
There. So just for
that's
our listeners
great.
To know, the system is very straightforward. You just need to have those some of those documents, some of the things you'll know off the top of your head, but they'll ask you for some copies of things. So go and have a look at fsca.co.za. So if somebody finds out, once they've run through the portal and you've had a look on your side through the system, and you can say, yes, there is some unclaimed benefits, how long does that payout take?
You know, with this, the turnaround time for the FSCA to conduct the inquiry, basically it's 6 months. But due to the high volume that the office deals with, and also the limited resources, the time they have to afford the fund to respond, it makes it difficult. That is why we're saying the turnaround time is 6 months. And as far as the fund is concerned, we cannot provide a turnaround time because the fund also has to follow its own processes. And cases may be different and have also different complications. That is why you find that it might be 6 months or more than that in terms of the fund itself.
Yeah, so payment in order to be assisted to find out about those unclaimed benefits or any surpluses, so what is the cost for us as the user?
There is no cost, actually. You don't have to pay anyone to assist you to inquire about benefits. The reason for this is that people, we do have unscrupulous people outside there that basically are robbing our people of their money. We do have genuine tracers and we do have unauthorized tracers that are outside there. The genuine tracers, basically they are paid by the fund or the trustees to trace those beneficiaries. Because remember, the beneficiaries might have relocated, might have changed their cell phone numbers. It could have been maybe a lot of things that made them not to go back to the employer to update their details. So now you find it difficult. It's so difficult for the tracers to get those people.
Yeah.
But then, in terms of the unlicensed tracers, they will ask you for a money up front. People are paying you the amount such as 1.5, whereby you find that at the end of the day, you get nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the time, I'll ask people, how much have you received so far? They will say nothing. They will take you from pillar to post. The genuine tracers, they won't ask you the amount, the fees to pay, and also they won't tell you how much is in the fund because they don't have that information.
Exactly.
The information is with the fund.
Yeah, so Grace is right.
So now,
follow the right protocol. Just go straight to the FSCA. That way you know it's running legit and no one's trying to take advantage.
Yes.
So Grace, just off the top of your head, I'm not sure if you'd know the number,
yeah.
Like, how much money is there that's unclaimed? How much money is just lying there in unclaimed benefits with people not even knowing?
Basically, we're talking 42 billion that is lying there, and also in the media they are talking about it. But remember that 42 billion, it doesn't mean it's money and it's not reducing at the same time.
Yeah.
If you go to our website, there is an annual report that is there freely. Anyone can read it. Whereby it talks about there is an interest that is added on that amount, and from various retirement funds, basically. And basically, here we're talking about there are different funds that encourages that they protect the capital value of those unclaimed benefits, whereby when the beneficiaries come, they will find something there. That 42 billion that is sitting there, it could have been basically talking about the beneficiaries that are not aware that there is a fund that is due to them.
Yeah.
And also we're finding that new beneficiaries are coming in, or maybe new members are coming in not claiming their money. And also members of the families are making it difficult for other members to claim, because now we find that there is a dispute within the family. So now you're struggling to find a relevant documents for you to go to claim that money. So that money is there, and in that money we're talking 42 billion, but in terms of that 42 billion, it is money that is accumulated based on compound interest.
Yeah, just one last thing before we go, Grace, and this is across all schemes of private retirement annuity companies, you know, that we're familiar with. It's not just coming from the state. These are the names like the Liberties and the Metropolitans and the Old Mutuals, and all of those are all included here.
Come again with the question. Can you repeat the question?
Yes, absolutely. So this is not just state retirement funds. These are independent ones as well, like an Old Mutual or a Liberty or a Metropolitan or something like that. These are included in that.
True. Brett, what you're saying. When you talk about those entities, remember also the FSCA does regulate those entities.
Mm-hmm.
So those entities basically are assisting, or maybe are having those retirement funds also being regulated. Remember, if I can mention this, as the FSCA, if I can put it in a sports language, we set the rules of the game.
Uh-huh.
We referee and we train. So those entities that you're talking about, yes, that money that is been there, they are part of the game that is being played, and making sure that the game is being played fairly, and their consumers or the beneficiaries, they know their rights and responsibilities when it comes to this game.
Thanks, Grace. Do you have a whistle to blow while you're refereeing? It's Miss Grace Poshoko. She is the Community Relations Officer at the Financial Sectors Conduct Authority. That's the FSCA she was referring to in the Department of Consumer Education. Thanks for your time, Grace. Nice spending it with you. Have a beautiful Thursday.
Thank you very much, Brett, and thank you very much, listeners, also.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.